This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel, across 7 states and 2 union territories border areas across the country, which included Arunachal's Tawang district constructed by the Border Roads Organization, BRO. ADC Tawang Rinchin Leta attended the inauguration of 2 steel bridges near Jongetsar Lake Tawang. During the inaugural session, the defense minister said that these infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifices of Indian Army and BRO who laid down their lives for the nation. On the occasion of Armed Forces Flag Day today, Governor K.T. Parnaik paid tribute to the armed forces by adorning the armed forces flag and making a generous personal contribution to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund, AFFDF. The governor said that Armed Forces Flag Day serves as a powerful reminder of every citizen's duty to stand with the men and women who safeguard the nation's sovereignty. He said that contributions to the AFFDF directly supports the rehabilitation of battle casualties as well as the welfare of serving personnel, ex-servicemen and families in distress. He urged citizens to come forward generously and express their gratitude to the guardians of the nation. Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest flight status with their airline before heading to the airport, noting that IndiGo flights may still face delay. In an advisory issued today, the Delhi Airport said that its teams are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize delays and ensure a smooth travel experience. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued show cause notices to IndiGo CEO Peter Albers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. Earlier, the government directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. Industries Minister Nyato Dukam inspected the Unity Mall project site at Holongi, reviewing the progress of works with officials from APIDFCL and the Industries and UD departments. The executing agency presented the updated timelines for completion during the visit. Dukam asked officials to ensure timely completion and maintain quality as per Government of India guidelines. He also inspected the adjoining site where APIDFCL has proposed a 5-star hotel and advised examining the feasibility of a convention center at the location. Actor Chumdarang has formally joined Project Muskan as the Child Safety Ambassador. This marks a significant step in strengthening East Siang District's commitment to child protection and community awareness. Launched on 11 November 2025 by East Siang Police, Project Muskan is a dedicated child safety initiative aimed at empowering school children through sensitization on good touch, bad touch, provisions of the POXO and JJ Acts, bullying prevention and online cyber safety. Trained police personnel conduct weekly school visits and spread awareness. So far, the initiative has already covered 69 schools, reaching over 8,300 students, and 55 schools have been equipped with police complaint boxes. Naharlagan police arrested 4 individuals and seized counterfeit notes worth 1.12 lakh rupees. The arrests followed an incident in Polo Colony where 2 people allegedly tried to buy groceries with fake 500 rupee notes and fled when confronted. Investigation led to the arrest and recovery of 224 counterfeit 500 rupee notes. SP Dr. Nyalam Nega urged public vigilance amid local election season. In a major crackdown on the circulation of fake inner line permits, ILPs, Doimukh Police, in coordination with the Assam Police, apprehended 2 persons from Harmuti for their alleged involvement in preparing and selling forged provisional ILPs. During a raid, police recovered a laptop, mobile phone, 67 suspected fake ILPs, a seal and documents which led to the arrest. The police team was led by SDPO Doimukh Radiobing. The investigation is ongoing and efforts are underway to trace other individuals involved in the racket. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.